Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos. We're up to parak Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Halom mechaver parak echor alach achas, ho pasak echor, dibur echor, afilu os achas. Someone who learns from somebody else just one thing. Tzarek lenog bo kovet. You have to honor that other person. He's like your Rebbe. Shekein mosin b'davon melech, shal shal alam ad me'achi tofel, el shnei dron bilvad, because we find that Davon HaMelech learned only two things from Achi Tofel. Kro, rabo, alufo, miyudao. Shnei mevata, enosh, ke'erki, alufi, miyudai. And you refer to Achi Tofel as his teacher, his advisor, v'alo dvarim kal v'chomer. U'mad David Melech Yisrael sholalam and me'achitofel l'shnei dvarim b'vad, if David HaMelech only learned two things from Achitofel, k'ra'u rabo alufu miyudo'o, still had these amazing praises to say about him. Halom mechaveru perek echor, halach achas, pasek echor, odibar echor, afilu os achas. Someone learns anything from somebody else, alachas kamakam, sorak linuk bo kavod, all the more so, that we have to be noeg kavod. Achitofel, of course, was someone who is a great Baal Eitza. So Achi Tofel is one of the people also that we learned in Sanhedrin, is Ein Lo Chelek Li'Olam Haba. He gave David Musar twice for not behaving properly, and he taught him the proper way to behave. When David was learning all by himself, and he said, no, you need a chavrusa, that was one thing, and he saw David going through the Beis Medrash with his head up, and he said, you have to go in with a certain sense of awe of the makom. In the end of the day, though, Achi Tofel rebelled, but he did teach David two things. And vein kavod el Torah shenemar kavod chachamim minchalum utmimim minchalu tov, that the only true kavod that a person deserves is only because of his esek in Torah. Vein tov el Torah, the only true goodness one has is Torah shenemar ki lekach tov nasati lechem Torah si al ta'azovu, that it's a lekach tov, my Torah that you should not abandon. Mishnah Talit, kachi darka shel Torah, the way a person achieves Torah learning in Talmud Chacham is paspim al tochal. He lives very moderately. He eats only bread with salt. Umayim b'masura tishta, and he drinks, small amounts of water. V'al aretz tishan, he sleeps on the ground. V'chayit zar tichya, and he lives a life of hardship, a very aesthetic life. U'b'torah ata'amel, and he learns Torah. He works hard in Torah. Ima ata'osakein, if a person does that, ashrecha v'tovlach. How fortunate he is. Ashrecha b'almazeh v'tovlach li'al maba. He's fortunate in this world, and will be good for him in the next world. Al tavakish person shouldn't seek gedula for himself, and he shouldn't chase after honor. More than your learning, you should do. And you shouldn't desire the table of kings. Your table is greater. Your crown is greater. Your crown of Torah, your table in the Beis Medrash is greater than the table of kings. And the one who employs you is more trustworthy to pay the rewards that you deserve. So Mishnah Gimel, we said that someone who learns anything from somebody else has to be noy kavod him, and it's called the chovrim from Davon HaMelech learning two things from Achi Tofel. And we said the greatest covet in the world is Torah, and the greatest good in the world is Torah. In Mishnah Dal, we said that Talmud Chacham lives in aesthetic existence, and then will be Ashrecha in this world and Tovlach in Olam Haba. And we said a person shouldn't look for Gedula and Kavod, and he should always do more than he learns. He should do, meaning the mitzvos and Meisim Tovim should be even greater than his learning of Torah. And he shouldn't think that he wants the Shulchan of a king or the crown of a king, because his Shulchan and his crown are ultimately much greater than those of a king. Be'ez Hashem, next time we will pick up with Parak Vav, Mishnah Hey.